You are listening to Ignite, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
And welcome back again, Scott Ness here, and I'm delighted to join my good friend, Pastor Donna Johnson, who's serving at Grace Point in Sedona, Arizona. And she's got a great story about how God's been working in her life and with her people, but it changed a little bit, right? You thought you were moving to Sedona for a variety of reasons, and you're not doing what you thought you were doing. So share a little bit about kind of how you got there, what you thought you were going to do, and what you're doing now instead.
Well, before retiring from my congregation and I was serving in Dayton, Ohio, I realized quickly that, and God kind of unveiled this to me over this several months, that retirement is not an option or was not going to be an option for me. And where do you see retirement in the gospel? I mean, the prophets, Jesus and his disciples, they stayed with their ministry to the end. Yeah.
No, I you know, there's a being retired, you know, retired, and then getting retired, getting new treads on for the next part of your ministry. And it sounds a little bit like that's what you've done. So what are you doing now, you one who's failed retirement?
My husband and I, we did move to Sedona, Arizona, and we immediately started a Bible study. We would walk our dogs, we would talk to our neighbors, and we recruited Christians, clusters of people that we met with, and we formed a Bible study, and then that formed into a house church because we outgrew our living room, and then we went on to rent some space at a local community center. Our first worship was on February 23rd of 2020. 3 weeks into our ministry, COVID struck, and then the community center called us and told us that they were closing their doors, and we couldn't worship there anymore. So, you know, house churches are lean and mean. So we got together and we said, well, what's the most important thing we need to do? And that was, how are we, to answer this question, how are we going to get the gospel to the people here in Sedona at a time of greatest need? So there's just me and my worship director. And so we got creative and bold and confident using technology. And we started with 20 and 30 minute devotions, and we added pictures, images, music. Then we got really brave and did entire online worship services. But when the weather began to get warm here, we said, let's move outside. Yes. So we thought, well, we'll go to Posse Grounds Park. It's a city park. They've got all these armadas, these shelters, and we'll just take up residence there. So that's exactly what we did. And the amazing thing is I have a little plastic folding table for my altar. I put a nice white linen tablecloth over it. We all bring our lawn chairs on Sunday, and we sit out in the midst of this big blue Sedona sky, and we worship Jesus. Some mornings when we arrive, we have homeless people sleeping in some of the other shelters, and they wake up from the music that we're singing. They come over and join us. Tourists pull up in the parking lot, and they hear us singing, and they come over. Some of them stand and watch from the outside. A couple weeks ago, we had two people join us, and I looked towards the back of the shelter, and they're raising their hands and praising Jesus. And so every Sunday, we really don't know what's going to happen, but we do know this: we're proclaiming our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes.
Amen. Oh, that's beautiful. I love that imagery. I love the challenge of the coronavirus and being nimble enough and brave enough and bold enough and trusting the Lord enough to step into that. That's wonderful. So you've been through this season. What's next for Grace Point? What are you doing now? What's the next track as you've kind of gone from a home church to a mission start? What are you doing now? Where's God calling you next?
We really feel free, and having served in congregation in the context of property and building with little, with many possessions, I guess. We have little possessions, we have no building, we have no property. So our ministry is really, Scott, our ministry's on the street. COVID made me rethink what it means to be the church. I looked at Jesus, how he was doing his ministry. So what we're doing now is we're going out into the streets of Sedona, into the neighborhoods, shopping centers, and we're bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some of the people that we go out with are of other congregations who want to go out and evangelize. I keep in my hip pocket this book. It's a classic, The Master Plan of Evangelism. And then, of course, we have the gospel. So, you know, in Luke chapter 9 and 10, Jesus sent his disciples out two by two, and he gave them hardly anything to go to take out with them on that mission, right? At no technologies. They didn't even have Bibles. They had the gospel message in their hearts. So that's what we do every Friday morning here from 9 to 12. We have equipping on Tuesday evenings at our house, and then we're in the shelter. Well, in November and December, the weather's going to grow cooler here because we're up in, we're at an elevation of 4,500 feet. So one of our members has donated their art studio. They have this large art barn. So we're going to move our worship into that space. And it's amazing because they have paintings all over the walls, and we're going to be in the center of this space. So
it's that's
truly beautiful how God is moving. He's just,
I love it. That is so beautiful. What a glorious picture. I love the artwork around and the beauty. You know, you're meeting in the park and the beauty of God's creation, and now you're moving in indoors and be surrounded by the beauty of the Creator's creations who are creating things. And that's just beautiful. I love it. Tell me a little bit about the equipping you do, because where I come from, most Lutherans are scared out of their minds of the idea of evangelism or talking to people on the street about their faith and about Jesus. What's been a key component for you to help break down that fear so that people are willing to bring the gospel to people?
Well, we're using Time and Revive, and we're also using the gospel. We equip people that join us by, we share our faith stories with one another. We try to get those down in 3 to 5 minutes to be crystal clear on what we're doing. And then we go out in groups of five, and we support one another. Before we go out, we have a time of prayer. We pray for almost 45 minutes. We ask God to send us to locations in Sedona, and we ask that the people that we meet, that he would, by the Holy Spirit, open their hearts to receive our message. And then we go out and pray for people, and if it's possible and their hearts are open, we open our Bibles and we bring them through the gospel. And then if they want to receive Christ, we are there with the invitation, and God does the rest.
And beautiful. I love the boldness and conviction and the beauty of that. Is this part of your background? Did you bring this sense of evangelism to your ministry back in Dayton all those years ago, or is this a full new?
Honestly, I'll be honest, I was a pastor that was confined by the church walls. And being in a mission start in the middle of COVID, I thought, I'm not going to hunker down. There's no reason to. We've had plagues throughout the centuries, and churches actually opened their doors during the plagues and became hospitals. So I said, you know, how can we reach people? And that was not to stay within the walls of a shelter or a building, but to go out and meet people where they are. So this is new to me. It's exciting. It's revived my ministry. And it's never too late, Scott.
I love it. How'd you know that I needed that word for me? That's fantastic. I love what you're sharing. It's so powerful. And you know, as we're talking about unveiled all day today and throughout this conference, I think of the unveiling of your eyes to see this new way of ministry, right? And you're stepping into a new clarity of what it means to be a messenger of the message that everyone needs to know. That's absolutely beautiful, Donna. I'm so excited for you and can't wait to learn more and hear more from you as you step into this new ministry. So thanks for sharing. Thanks for your heart for Jesus and your heart for the people of Sidonia, and blessings. And may we all step into retirement the way you did and be revived with a new way of ministry with the gospel. So thanks, Donna. Blessings to you.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.